Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Out by Buddy Hield on Hashimura. Curry in traffic left side. Stops in the left wing. Maintaining the dribble all the while. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Goes by 8 and throws to the right wing. Kuminga, it's a 3 and it's money in the bank for Jonathan Kuminga. The Warriors lead by 17. 78-61 as we pass the halfway point of the third.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Is that Butler?
No, that guy ain't on the team. You can
You're
guess
listening
who it
to Steiny.
Guess who that is?
Is that Butler?
No, Steiny, guess who it is. You know who it is.
We said it's Butler. It's Jimmy Butler.
You're listening to Steiny.
Why did I think that was Jermichael Green, Green from years past? Wow, that is Jimmy.
Oh, you'll get to know
Michael
it soon.
Green with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, you'll learn my name soon, Jimmy.
Where's our Draymond? I got to ask Whitley, can we get Draymond?
He didn't record one.
I love him, Dray.
That's like, what do you mean? He did one for the morning roast and the afternoon, but not us?
Yes.
Is that true?
Swear to God.
Was it? Was there any malice involved?
I got to talk to Kincaid about that one.
I'm going to text Kincaid. Wow, Dre.
Why'd you text
talking to me?
Brownie Blends?
Yeah. He's got a fresh haircut and beard long.
All right. Looks like the Giants have their manager. They are finalizing an agreement with former Tennessee manager, head coach, Tony Vitello. Tony
okay.
Vitello. Giants are going young.
Well,
they're
like
not
it.
Young, but they're going with a... college coach.
This will be the first time ever, right? That a Major League Baseball team, Evan, if I'm correct, has done this. I like it.
Huh.
It's unorthodox and outside the box. But, Steiny, you know what?
I don't.
Real quick, I'm so tired of retreads. Like, yeah. You know, I was saying Hundley because I thought, but this is better than Hundley. This is really like a young dude that's been around, a motivator. So hopefully we'll see what he brings. And I'll tell you what, he ain't coming to a team that doesn't have nothing in the cupboards. I'll say that. He's got some boppers and a couple aces.
Yeah, until, I know nothing about him. So, he's got it. To me, he'll have to prove he's not a P.J. Carlissimo. Right. He's not a Mike Montgomery. He's not a John Calipari.
Nick Saban.
See if he can coach at the or manage at the big league level.
I wonder when the presser will be. Well, they got to announce it for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. They're not there yet.
No, they're not. All right. Warriors win 119-109. And a lot of good things happening last night for Golden State. The one thing I thought was interesting, and I thought Steph Curry was, when you say ordinary, you got to always put in there ordinary for Steph Curry. But, I'm trying to remember a game in which – I mean, he just played and
32 minutes.
Didn't do anything crazy. Didn't do anything special. 6 for 14. Made some threes. Ends up with 23 points.
8-8 from the free throw line.
You know, hits the dagger, but like he didn't really need any heroics from Steph. Those other guys, the bottom line is the other guys played well enough, and Butler carried you, and Kuminga got it done, and Steph didn't have to do anything crazy, which is always a good thing when the Warriors can get a win and Steph doesn't have to be superhuman.
Yeah, especially about, you know, I mean, he played 32 minutes and he's never slacking, but it wasn't Steph Curry or death. And that's why I was like, man, when he checked out late third and they were able to extend the lead in the fourth quarter without him, I'm like, man, if you could get that concoction more often than not, when you get to the you talked about an article you read with Celebrini and Kerr, a conversation they had about just how much those 44 minutes in the Houston series took out of Steph and him getting hurt. But, man, if you can get something like this from the others, and I know it's going to be different and it starts tomorrow, Stani, but, damn, I left you and you had me concerned after it was announced Kuminga would start just about the three-point shooting. Curry was 3-9, but the second guy that took the most threes out the third, outside of Buddy Hield, who was 5-10, was Kuminga, and he took 6 and made 4.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that part. I mean, I got, like, Jonathan, that's it, man.
Yeah, those threes came in the flow. I mean, the one thing he did last night that I thought was impressive is, again, I didn't see the first half.
9 rebounds.
But I'm just going to assume that he was just so-so in the first half. But what I got to assume is he didn't try to do too much in the first half. And then sure enough, in the third quarter, the game does come to him a little bit. He's under control. He makes some threes. And then he has the big third quarter. So, yeah. Again, I didn't see the first half.
And you can't.
But the bottom line is, without seeing the first half, but seeing that he didn't score a lot of points or take a lot of shots, to me it means that he didn't force anything. And then he just kind of waited for the game to come to him. And you know, when he has a standstill three, it looks pretty good. It's those shots don't look bad when he has time. And I was talking specifically about the one from the corner.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, Stani, because I tweeted at half that JK had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and he took a couple of those fadeaway shots that they're kind of trying to get him to get away from. So from that standpoint, I love that Kerr didn't, you know, look at that as, oh, man, you took a bad shot. You're coming out the game. And then, bam, here come the Warriors in the third quarter, and Kuminga was leading that. I love it. Hit Curry in the – you remember the one he hit Curry in transition for the three?
Very simple pass.
I'm like,
pass.
Man, that's the cash cow, man. Keep doing plays like that. Took two dudes off the dribble, pass it to Horford, bam.
Yeah, that one scared me a little bit more. But the one to Curry, it's just a simple pass he's got to make.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like the pass that he didn't make in Portland last year when
Curry threw his hands up.
So, you know, the
6 assists, 9 rebounds, Donnie.
Yeah. And now the question becomes, can he do it tomorrow?
Yeah. And will he be in the start lineup? You expect Moody back.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to Austin. Austin's in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, hey. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good after last night's win. Hey, you know what I took notice in? That from 1 through 5, everybody on the Warriors can either pass the ball or score the bucket off the pass, one or the other. And the Lakers don't have that. Even with LeBron not being there, we looked good. Now, just imagine when we get our just imagine when the Warriors have full health, bringing Melton, Moody, and Curry, brother. That's more ball handlers and Curry for not to be on the ball also. And for everybody else to contribute like that, that's a great win. When we get that back, we're going to be dominant. Yeah, we're on top of the lead right now.
Yeah, right now.
1-0.
Yeah, just tie with OKC. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
I mean, you said it, Stani, 43% from deep. The Warriors were 17 of 40, and L.A. couldn't buy 8 of 32? 25%?
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, the other thing, like the Warriors bench was better than the Lakers bench. I think the Lakers bench is pretty lousy.
I used to be a fan of Marcus Smart last night.
I was a fan of his like 9 years ago.
What happened? That was nasty last night, man. And he almost hurt Curry. What, trying to tear his labrum? You see that? When he got,
yeah.
Come on, man. Well, Charles Oakley or somebody else, you might have been going to fist. It might have been blows. Man, let go of me.
Steve Kerr, was asked first thing last night was, how do you like Kuminga, Green, and Jimmy?
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. Mm. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out,
all right, so that was my bad. That was a curse saying last year that he was going to have to give this trio a shot together, and at least in game one he did.
And I didn't remember that quote, Stoney, and had I don't think I would have been shocked like I was yesterday before we got out of here and it was announced Kuminga, you know, was in the starting lineup. I mean, he called the shot then.
Yeah, this is Draymond talking Kuminga here.
His performance was great. That rebound is what everyone in the world has been waiting to see. You know, you got that athleticism. You go make big plays like that. You got superstar potential. You go make big plays. Those are game-winning plays. What did we get, two free throws out of that? Like, those are game-winning plays. You know, and so, you know, we all can ask for opportunity. When you ask for opportunity, you must deliver. I think he's been very vocal about his opportunity, and he delivered. And so, you know, when you see a guy that's willing to put their neck on the line and be vocal, and then they deliver, you also must reward them. Because if they don't, you tear them down. That's just naturally what happens. If you be vocal and you don't deliver, you get torn down. So when you're vocal and you go deliver the way he did all night, he was guarding Luka all night.
It's Draymond Green on Jonathan Kuminga.
And then, hey, I'll tell you what, Stoney, Luka was, I know you gave his stat line before you left, but he was 17 of 27, 2 of 10 from 3. And some fool that doesn't know basketball would say Kuminga got cooked or he wasn't guarding him. The point is, he made it difficult as possible. And some dude you just got to tip your cap to. But he played good defense. And Draymond Green, Stoney, this is why I love basketball. Jimmy Butler was a team high tied, plus 20 if you're into plus minus. But he scored 31. Draymond Green scored 8 points, grabbed 9 boards, 7 boards and 9 assists, but also was a team high plus 20 and plus minus. So it's so many ways to impact a basketball game, and that's why Dre is who he is, man.
Let's go to Coach Hall. Coach Hall's in San Diego. What's up, Coach Hall? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Appreciate you taking the time to take my call. I'm pleased with last night's win, especially from JK with the 9 assists. I'm sorry, the 9 rebounds and the 6 assists. It's amazing if you just put the right people around some of these young guys, the way they can pour into them. And I think Jimmy really, you know, pulling it to the side is really starting to benefit him. I always thought Kerr would struggle with the youth. And we kind of saw that with USA Basketball, but I am pleased. And also wanted to add, I think GP2 might end up playing himself off the court because that rookie is on his tail. And if he keeps blowing layups, missing assignments, like just bonehead stuff, I don't know, man. That rookie, he looked good. He looked real good. So I think him going to Florida for 4 years, he's ready to play. So excited for the season, and we'll see what comes of it.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. Will Richards, Donnie, my guy in dibs. But 14 minutes, 2 of 2, made a big 3, his first 3 of his career. And then I looked at the right column. If you're into this, a minus 11. But that doesn't tell the story.
No, I thought he was fine.
Plays hard.
He does. Yeah, and it's going to be interesting. Like, you know, a lot of people are talking about Seth Curry. I'm not sure what his role is going to be on this team. I mean, I'm looking at they love
deep last night.
They like Melton and they like Moody, and it's not a problem for right now. But, you know, somebody's going to – I mean, is Moody going to start? Does what happened last night – change the strategy?
Well, let me ask you this. Is he available? Is he healthy tomorrow? That would be.
Say that Sham said he's targeting Friday.
But don't you think it would be kind of not a diss, Donnie? And again, I just share with you what I thought in regard to a reward for Kuminga trying to play the right way. But for him having the game that he did, JK, wouldn't you kind of let it go another one? Being that Moody's coming off an injury?
For how long?
And that's the key. I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's funny. And you say, you know, you reward JK. Are you not reward? Like, I thought Moody had a good preseason, and he just got a little banged up. Yeah. I don't know. I think Moody probably would have started if he were healthy. I don't know who's going to start tomorrow or Friday or what's going to happen when Moody comes back, but they got a lot of players who are going to be competing for kind of those 9th, 10th man minutes. And, you know, it's going to come down to Peyton or Moody, Moody or Melton, Melton or Pods, Pods or Richard maybe. I don't know. But it looks like Steve Kerr feels like he's got a lot of options.
Yeah, Stoney, and it was a one-point game at half, you know, and I'm sitting there like I was kind of shocked. Like, man, I thought it was a sloppy first half, but the bottom line, it was a one-point game, and then they took off in the third. I scored them by 10.
This is Jimmy Butler on Jonathan Kuminga.
He will play like that because he has every single individual on this roster in this corner telling him to be aggressive, be who you are, and we'll kind of like fall in line behind you and make sure that you have any and every opportunity to be great. Don't shy away from anything. You speak up. You're one of us. If we can talk to you any type of way, then you can reciprocate that and talk to us.
Jimmy Butler.
I just got to tell you this, Donnie, just watching him do what he does, man. And there was something with Gabe Vincent, his former teammate in Miami, that I felt like he was saying, MF, you cannot check me, and went at him every time. Went through him, made some, got fouled. But Stoney, he just plays at a pace that is just calm. Just like him talking into the microphone, it's just calm, man. And again, we saw what he did last year, but if he could continue that, I got my money on the Warriors against anybody if they're healthy, because they just play a smart-ass brand of basketball. So we'll see what transpires tomorrow against Denver, but you got to be excited about what you saw last night.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with Goo. You got to be excited about last night. There'll be plenty of time to start thinking about the opponents and how good they are, but for an opening night, I think the Warriors will take that any day of the week, and they got a ton of contributions. They beat the Lakers.
What'd you make of Pods? I couldn't get a good read. Not that he was bad. He was a plus 13, 7 points.
He was fine.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing, and maybe people will say there's a double standard.
Because Reeves was going by him late, you know.
When Kuminga doesn't play well, like let's say Kuminga had a game like Pods, but they won. I mean, I don't really feel like there's any reason to talk about Pods. He didn't, or Kuminga.
He was
all right. Last night, we got to talk about Kuminga. Kuminga was terrific, and you know, Pods just, whatever. Pods was fine, but I don't think he was super impactful.
How bad did LeBron look over there, Stoney? He looked like he wanted them to lose. I didn't lose.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a lot of respect for him, man.
He was just sitting there.
No, you know it. You're smiling, right. He was sitting there like a spoil, like he didn't. He wanted them to lose. And Luka was just, he didn't get up and clap once.
I wouldn't have either.
Looking like Delroy Lindo on the sideline.
Hey.
Dude, quit hating.
Delroy looks better than LeBron.
Well, but they look like they're related. But you know what I mean? He's supposed to be the ambassador, Bron. You over there didn't get off your ass once. And then when the announcer goes to a boy, Bron's excited. And they pant to him. It looks like he's in a funeral, Stoddy. Come on, man. That's just me, man. Cheer your teammates on, man. That's some character.
There's something about Luka.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't like him.
You don't like his. So you're looking at through the prism of his teammates.
No. First of all, his defense still stinks. Let's put the rat on the table.
But his offense is stellar. Go ahead, Snotty.
If that's the way you want to play basketball, and that's the way you want your team to play basketball, good luck.
But if Bron was good out luck. There, they're a pretty good team. They're
are
a
they?
Damn good team.
Are they?
Now I'm putting respect on Bron's game.
I'm not. I don't like, what's he going to do on this team? LeBron.
And maybe that's why he's in the mood he's in. Ask your boy why he went and got and made the trade then. Now, if you had AD and Luka, oh my gosh. Why Rob Lowe do what he did? Polinka.
See, this is where, and I get it. Nico Harrison is going to get killed, but.
Not. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case anymore, man. You're one Kyrie Irving health away from, man, you got action.
I mean, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, that was a bad look to me if you're a Bron fan. He knew what he was doing.
I just can't. I would hate to play with Luka.
Mm.
You just stand around and then. When he decides to pass the ball to you, you better be ready. And then if you are ready and you deliver, great, great. Now go stand in the corner until he decides to throw it to you.
Man.
It's like you just cannot. I just don't think it works.
Yeah. Well, he got a team to the finals and Western Conference Finals. I'm just saying. Harden didn't do that.
I just
to Western Conference Finals, but not finals.
Well, I think.
That's too funny, man.
I like to spread it out a little bit.
Nobody could stop him, man.
Nobody had to stop him.
Snotty, they cut it to six, man.
43 garbage points, as far as I'm.
Snotty, stop. Hey, he got it to six on one man gang. I'm like, what's happening? But that's just how special he is. But we stopped him when we needed to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.